Hello and welcome to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Anvita Bansal, taking you through the top updates from India and around the world. Let's talk about the vaccine updates. Hyderabad-based Biological E is looking at contract manufacturing 60 crore doses of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine a year, Reuters reported. In August, Biological E had entered into an agreement with one of the Janssen pharmaceutical companies of Johnson & Johnson for the manufacturing of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine is currently under regulatory review in the US. Johnson & Johnson applied this month for US emergency use authorization. It expects to have some vaccine ready for distribution as soon as authorized, but has not said how much. The vaccine is one shot as opposed to Pfizer's and Moderna Inc.'s two-dose vaccines and can be stored in a refrigerator. Biological E is also looking at producing about 100 crore doses of its own COVID vaccine this year. Biological E's own COVID vaccine is under clinical trials and interim data is expected this quarter. Meanwhile, South Africa would be using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is yet to be approved by any country across the world, instead of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine in the nationwide immunization drive. The decision was taken after a research pointed out that the Oxford vaccine provides only mild immunity against the new South African variant of coronavirus. Pfizer Inc. said it could deliver its COVID-19 vaccine, which requires ultra-cold temperatures for storage and distribution, directly to points of vaccination in South Africa. The company said it had allocated vaccine doses to South Africa and was currently in discussions with the government. "We are enabling direct shipment to the point of vaccination in a thermal shipper that will maintain the ultra-low temperature required for up to 10 days unopened," the company said. Japan will begin administering the COVID-19 vaccine next week with medical experts at the pandemic's frontline. The first recipients. "We will make every effort to prepare for everything," Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said at a meeting of ruling party officials on February 10th, where he confirmed the timing of the first inoculations. He called for cooperation by doctors, nurses, and local municipalities to smoothly carry out the massive inoculations. A health ministry panel is expected to give its first green light for a COVID-19 vaccine, one developed by Pfizer Inc. within days. Japan has also signed agreements with AstraZeneca of Britain and Moderna Inc. of the United States to provide a total of more than 310 million vaccine doses, or enough to cover the country's entire population this year. Pfizer is to provide 144 million of them. India on Tuesday said that it had no concerns over the efficacy of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, despite South Africa putting it on hold and ordered 10 million more doses of the shot for its own huge immunization campaign. South Africa delayed the use of the COVID-19 vaccine after researchers found it offered minimal protection against mild to moderate COVID-19 disease caused by the country's dominant coronavirus variant. Well, now moving on to the updates from India. India's tally of COVID-19 vaccine rose to 1,08,58,371 with 11,067 new infections, while fresh fatalities remained below 100 for the fifth consecutive day, according to the Union Health Ministry data updated on Wednesday. The death toll increased to 1,55,252 with 94 new fatalities, the data updated at 8 a.m. showed. The number of people who have recuperated from the disease surged to 1,05,61,608, pushing the national COVID-19 recovery rate to 97.27%, while the COVID-19 case fatality rate stands at 1.43%. The total COVID-19 active cases remained below 2 lakh. There are 1,41,511 active cases of coronavirus infections in the country, which comprises 1.30% of the total caseload, the data stated. a total of 65,28,210 beneficiaries have so far been vaccinated for COVID-19 through 1,34,616 sessions held till the evening of February 9th, the 25th day of the immunization drive, according to a provisional report of the Union Health Ministry. On February 9th, 2,69,202 beneficiaries were vaccinated till 6:30 p.m. through 7,860 vaccination sessions, the ministry said. Of these, 1,02,941 were healthcare workers, while the other 1,66,261 beneficiaries were frontline workers. 25 cases of adverse effect following immunization, AEFI, have been reported till 6:30 p.m. on the 25th day of the vaccination drive. Majority of Indians are in favor of getting vaccinated against COVID-19 and ready to pay for vaccines if the government's free vaccination program gets restricted to only vulnerable sections of the population, found an online survey. Around 84% of the respondents said they were willing to be inoculated, LiveMint reported, citing the survey conducted by Think Tank Bureau of Research on Industry and Economic Fundamentals in coordination with online pharmacy 1MG. The survey reportedly involved a sample size of 30,392 persons. Out of those who did not wish to be administered with the vaccine, 36% cited the fear of adverse side effects. No fresh COVID-19 death was recorded in the national capital on Tuesday after a gap of about 9 months, while 100 fresh cases were registered, with the Arvind Kejriwal government asserting that Delhi's collective will is gradually winning over the infection. The cumulative death toll on Monday stood at 10,882 and the positivity rate dipped to 0.18% on Tuesday. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal tweeted saying, "Today no death has been reported due to COVID infection in Delhi. Congratulations to people of Delhi. Corona cases have also come down and vaccination drive has picked up pace. People of Delhi have fought a tough battle against Corona. We have to still take all precautions." Well, now coming to the world updates, a member of the special WHO mission to China said that the US intelligence on the supposed origin of the coronavirus pandemic was not reliable after Washington cast doubt on the transparency of the probe. WHO's mission ended on Tuesday without finding the source of the virus. But members had to walk a diplomatic tightrope during their stay with the US, urging a robust probe and China warning against politicizing the issue. President Joe Biden has to look tough on China, he said in a tweet, adding, "Please don't rely too much on US intel, increasingly disengaged under Trump and frankly wrong on many aspects." Instead of scorn for the Chinese government, the WHO experts on Tuesday delivered praise for Chinese officials and endorsed critical parts of their narrative, including some that have been contentious. The WHO team opened the door to a theory embraced by Chinese officials, saying it was possible the virus might have spread to humans through shipments of frozen food, an idea that has gained little traction with scientists outside China. And the experts pledged to investigate reports that the virus might have been present outside China months before the outbreak in Wuhan in late 2019, a long-standing demand of Chinese officials. "We should really go and search for evidence of earlier circulation wherever that is," Marion Koopmans, a Dutch virus expert on the WHO team, said at a three-hour news conference in Wuhan, where the experts presented their preliminary findings alongside Chinese scientists. The Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, has unveiled new measures aimed at protecting the UK from new and potentially dangerous variants of COVID-19 arriving from abroad. The government is setting up a system of hotel quarantine for UK and Irish residents arriving in England for anyone who has been in a red list country in the 10 days prior to their arrival in England. 16 hotels with 4,600 rooms have been initially contracted. Those who arrive will have to book through an online platform and pay for a quarantine package costing €1,750 for an individual traveling alone, which includes the hotel, transport and testing. They will have to quarantine for 10 days and the quarantine period could be extended if they test positive for COVID-19. Those arriving from countries not on the red list will have to quarantine at home. A 116-year-old French nun, who is believed to be the world's second oldest person, has survived COVID-19 and is looking forward to celebrating her 117th birthday on February 10th. French media reported that Sister André tested positive for the virus in mid-January in the southern French city of Toulon. But just 3 weeks later, the nun is considered recovered. Millions of people in Japan will not receive Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine as planned due to a shortage of specialist syringes and oversight that could frustrate the country's inoculation program. Standard syringes in use in Japan are unable to extract the sixth and final dose from each vial manufactured by the US drug maker, according to the health minister Norihisa Tamura. But a shortage of low dead space syringes, which have narrow plungers that can push out any leftover vaccine, means vaccinators in Japan will have to use mainly standard syringes that are capable of extracting only 5 doses per vial or enough for 60 million people. The government is requesting medical equipment manufacturers to increase production of the specialist syringes. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of Coronavirus Essentials. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.